Well, you know, I have a kid. She's kind of a sleepy kind of kid. Wake her up. B, time to get up. That's her name, B. She's the younger one. B, time to get up. Like sleepwalking. Tippy-toeing across the bedroom, in through the hall, to the bathroom, where she leans on the counter and starts to go to sleep again. B, time to get up. Gotta get to school. I turn on the water. She puts her hands towards them. She splashes water into her face. Oh, wow. Nice soft towel on little round face. Slowly walking down the hallway to eat breakfast. I'd serve her some cereal. The spoon was a boat, it was an airplane, it was a fish. It would fly with round-shaped bits of golden nuggets and roundy things down the inner tube of her big inside mouth, where they'd swash around in a big gooby sea, be crushed with big teeth on the tip of a tongue, and slide down inside of my little girl bee. Every morning, cereal. She'd play with it till finally, bee, come on, it's time for school. She'd get to her bedroom, put on the clothes, put on the backpack, out the door with her books. She had to catch the bus. She'd go out the front gate, she'd go down the street, find Mrs. Holly. Hi, Mrs. Holly. Two coconut trees, waving goodbye. Down the hill to the bottom of the block was her friend Malia, quite a different child. Hi, Bee. Hi, Malia. Now, she told me one afternoon, when I asked her about school, she said, Dad, I'm afraid of the bus driver.
Who?
The bus driver. Every time when we go to the corner, we wait at the school bus to come. It stops in front of us and the doors open. She told me that the bus driver was so big that she overflowed the chair. She said some of the children said she never left the bus and ate only donuts. She turned with her mutton jowls, and according to B, she'd open it up and out would come a sound.
Get on the bus!
They'd rush inside, sit down, afraid to move. And coming back, the same thing.
Get off the bus!
So I'm afraid of the bus driver.
Well, what do you do after you get off the bus?
Play.
What do you do?
Leaves can be boats, can be catapults, can be bedrooms, can be stomped on. Then Malia went in the house and B started up the hill. Now, she came up the hill and she reported to me that she saw, there on the lawn, Dad, there were piles of shoes and all kinds of boxes and furniture, and there were guys in big orange overalls, and they were carrying stuff out of this big, long trailer. Somebody was moving in down the street. I said, uh-huh. She said, but there was something spooky. I said, what was that? I heard a sound.
What was the sound, B?
It went like this. Whoa! I ran home as fast as I could, Dad. I didn't even go out to play. Okay. Calm down. The next day, I tapped her on the shoulder. Be time to wake up. Sleepy little toes. Out of the bedroom, across the hall, into the bathroom. I turn on the water. She splashes her face, downy towel, pitter-patter down the hallway. Cereal. Playing. Come on, B, time to go to school. Down the hallway again, getting dressed, getting on her backpack, out the door, through the gate, past Mrs. Holly's street. Hi, Mrs. Holly! And the big palm trees waving when she came to the yard where she remembered was the dog. Oh, she hid behind a trash can, looked out. She said, Dad, I didn't see a dog, but as I looked between the carport and the house, I thought it really looked like two big eyes, and the wind was moving, and it started to open its mouth and close and open and close and open and close, and I went out.
Her ran down the street. She ran to her friend, who was Malia. Hi, B.
Malia, there's a new dog on the street. He wants to bite your head off.
Chill. After that, here came the bus. The doors opened there where she was. Big mitts, turning jowl, open mouth.
Get on the bus!
And coming back again. Open doors, jowl yelling, get on the bus! Well, they played, she and Malia, that bee and she, played. And then Malia went into her house, and Bee started up the hill towards the house when she remembered the dog. There was a car. She jumped behind it. She walked along the side of the car till she got to the tip, and she looked around. No dog.
Run across the front of the yard that was there, and she heard a sound that curdled her blood.
She looked over, there came the dog. The dog was running towards Bee. Bee was running, the dog was running, Bee was running, the dog was running, Bee dog, Bee dog, Bee dog, bug. Then it happened. The tip of her foot hit the heel of her other foot, and she flew through the air. Super!
Buckled, she tore her elbow, skinned her knee, a little bit of a head on a head, but she couldn't wait. She turned around. The dog.
Now, I told you about that dog, right? It was big, well, not really that big. It was kind of big, well, it was a wiener dog. Chihuahua, little thing. She came around. It was a dog, and Bee was scared. And as she was looking, here came the dog. Jumped in the air, froze. Bee looked. Dog was on a chain. End of the chain, middle of the air, slap, fell down. So at the end of the chain, there the dog. Now, this part of the story I don't really understand. I just can't explain it to you. Why would a child put herself in danger when she was out of the reach of the dangerous thing? I don't know. This is to explain what is a hero. She took her hand, she reached out, and she tapped the top of the head of the dog. Dog went. She did it again. Dog. Bee went up to that dog. That dog jumped up on top of the dog.
Stop it. Stop. You're licking my face. Stop looking. Ouch.
Well, my wife didn't see that kid. Came out of the house, came down the street, and found her rolling around, getting good and dirty, with this little Chihuahua dog. My wife went up to the door, knocked on the door, welcomed herself to the neighborhood. They're going to have tea next week. Anyway, she came home with Bee. And the next morning, I woke up my daughter Bee from sleepy world. Little round face on tips of toes, from bedroom through hall into her bathroom. And I reach to turn on the water, and she goes, stop, I can do it. Turned on the water herself, and pushed the water into her face and dried it with a towel. Looked up at me and gave me her hand. Walked her down the hallway, served her at the table. Yep, we're going to have cereal again. Playing with the spoon. Come on, Bee, time for school. Okay, okay. Puts on her outfit, gets on her backpack. Down she goes outside the gate, past the house of little Mama Holly's. Hello, Grandma Holly. The palm trees swaying, saying goodbye. Down the street she walked, and she came to that one yard. Oh, I didn't tell you. Name of the dog was Lickin'. It was always Lickin'. and always getting a licking.
Hi, licking, hi, licking. Oh, no, I can't play with you right now. I'll see you after school.
Down to the corner, there's Malia.
Hi, Malia.
Hi, B.
And here comes the bus.
And that giant paw of mauve jaw doth turn and speaketh thunder and lightning. Get on the bus!
But this day, B stops by the bus driver and turns and says, "Excuse me.
Well, when we get on the bus every day, you say, 'Get on the bus,' and it kind of scares me. So when you say 'get on the bus,' could you say, 'Get on the bus, please, please?"
Get on the bus, please.
Well, thank you. I really would like to. Thank you very much.
Ah, she turned and walked down, and you know what? She was never afraid of that bus driver again. And you know what? If we were to put a moral on the tail of this story, we'd just have to say that sometimes those things that seem so frightening, when you get them in your arms, are really quite affectionate. And that's the story of Get on the bus! Sure.